Back on Downtown, it's time for Message in the Bottle, presented by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. We welcome aboard Eric Meehan. Bonjour, Eric. Comment ça va?
You know, I thought that was you singing. It took me a second to realize that was not your dulcet tone.
Harry and I have very similar vocal stylings, yes.
Well, it's remarkable. It's remarkable. enjoyed your interview earlier with Bruce McCullough. Thank you very much.
Oh, man, that was fun.
Yeah, it was, as I was listening to it, I was remarking, I missed the SCTV phenomenon and stuff like that. That was a little before my time. And I also missed the prime time of Saturday Night Live until sort of the second coming. But Kids in the Hall was, it sort of fit in that groove, and it was different, and it was wackadoodle and hilarious and irreverent. And that was really cool. And, of course, you know, then... you follow the careers of like Dave Foley onto news radio, and then you meet people like Stephen Root, who you've also talked to. So it really all comes back to you. You talked to Stephen Root, haven't you?
No, we haven't. We have tried. We have not been able to track him down.
We'll work on that for you. Have you talked to other news radio folks?
No, I don't think we have. I think Dave Foley's the only one.
Okay, yeah, he's got to hook you up with Steve. Anyway, but yeah, that was one of my favorite things, and Kids was responsible for all that. That, and also that I thought that Bruce always bore an uncanny resemblance to my favorite cousin, Nathan, and therefore, it all made sense. Strange things.
I love
but
it.
This is what you grasp onto when you're an awkward, preteen in New Jersey, or anywhere else for that matter. So why do we love Paris in the springtime? We love Paris anytime. We're in June, my birthday month. This is the month that we start talking about the varying regions of the world, our world tour. And I guess I should mention the caveat that Paris actually has no wine of its own. So we're not really talking about Paris, but just this morning when I started to think about our topic for this afternoon, that song popped into my head, and frankly, you all know what it's like when an earworm pops in there. You have to have it satiated. So, we're going to do, as we always do at this time, we kind of continue in France, since we've been talking about France a little bit in terms of learning about what appellations are and terroir is and everything. But we're going to sort of cover the other parts of France. And why do we do that? Well, because frankly, as I remind you all, France is kind of where all the verbiage comes from. It's where the basics of any given major wine region that we're going to talk about, it's where it was all generated. So that's why we talk about France first. And then we talk about Germany, because the Germans, as so often as they want, sort of took France's idea and turned it German. And so once we kind of get through that gauntlet, the rest of the world is kind of laissez-faire, if you'll go with my French. So we talked a little bit about Burgundy, right? And I'll just remind you all that it was the Cistercian monks hundreds of years ago who started to sort of catalog what grew best where and recommended, this is what we should grow here and this is what we should grow here, and this particular plot of land is specialer than that plot of land, and here's why. And, on and on, that was codified by, later soil studies and things like that. I think, although I don't recall exactly if we got to touch on Champagne, but Champagne just north of Burgundy, very, very closely tied in that it also has Pinot Noir and Chardonnay as the legal grapes that you can use, but it also includes one of the other Pinot cousins, which is the Pinot Meunier. Those are the three grapes allowed up in Champagne. And I believe that we talked about the fact that the Chablis region of Burgundy, parts of Champagne, and then the Sancerre region of the Loire all share this subsoil that goes up through the English Channel, and we've all known the White Cliffs of Dover, and subsequently on the other side of the English Channel in England, They are now growing with considerable French backing, the Pinot grapes and Chardonnay to great success. This is sort of where we start talking about climate change and the fact that it is real, and other places that have good quality soil are starting to grow things every bit as quote terroir specific as other places. Other major regions in France that we should touch on, of course, the region that I was most recently in, which is downriver from all that, which is the Rhone Valley, which is an interesting thing to think about, because it is the northern Rhone, which is a very, very narrow segment of very high cliffs going along the Rhone River, and the prime vineyards are sort of situated very precariously on both sides of that river, and the predominant grape is Syrah, and the predominant white grape is Viognier. And then you move down about 60 kilometers, not contiguous, and then you get to what we know as the Southern Rhone, which is where I recently spent some time, and that is where Châteauneuf-du-Pape is. This is all sort of centered around the city of Avignon, and you have the main grape as Grenache, with Syrah, Mourvèd, Carignan, and all these other grapes. And this is where you start to get into the fact that the southern part of France generally can ripen and therefore does tend to allow more grapes within their varying appellations, as parts of the northern part of France and other places is that it's hard to argue against grapes that ripen and show off your district beautifully sometimes. So it's getting to the point where, for instance, in Châteauneuf-du-Pape, you have 22 available grape varieties, 13 red, and then the rest are the white mutants of that. And this is a time to remind you that mutant is not necessarily a bad word, for those of you who have been watching the X-Men and stuff recently. In grape verbiage, grapes mutate. They change. Literally, they can change year to year, vintage to vintage, depending on if you've taken a clipping and replanted it somewhere else in the world. That is where the concept of terroir comes in, and indeed, grapes do change. Before I run out of time, I'll sort of touch on, we were talking about the Rhone, and then the next sort of part to that is the Provence region, which is directly below the Rhone, and then also the Languedoc. So these two primary regions comprise the majority of the southern part of France. Provence, the one that's closer to Italy, that is where we find, of course, the famous village of Cannes, where they have film festival. This is where we have Marseille. This is where we have all the wonderful Provence pink wine that we are enjoying at this time of year. And then the Languedoc really starts sort of around where, you know, Avignon and goes west, the city of Montpellier, and all the way down near Carcassonne and to the Spanish border. And again, Grenache, the primary grape, because it's a very hardy grape with thick skins that can suffer the sometimes really, really hot heat of southern France. We always think of it as sort of balmy and Mediterranean. No, it gets really hot and nasty down there sometimes. So, I'm sure I'm basically out of time. We'll touch on Bordeaux, Loire next week. I wish everybody well out there and continued health. And I assume I'm out of time.
We've got, if you have a little bit more, we've got a minute, if you have more to add, or if you just want to sing a song.
I don't really want to sing a song.
Okay.
Although I will say the funniest thing happened, just really quick. I was at my daughter's chorus concert. She was, and God bless her, she did the solo, and it was wonderful. But right after it ended, this guy who was sitting right in front of me, he got up and he turned around. He's like, "I know this is weird, but you have the best voice." I'm like, "Thank you."
Yeah.
So that was really very funny. So I'm not going to sing a song, but I'll treat everybody to a couple more seconds of my dulcet tone. And then you can play me out with my favorite tune, and we'll join you guys next week for more exciting French action. Right now I'm going to go to City Hall and fight for my right to
spend taxpayer money.
Well, Ari, we wish you well in that fight. Have a good week, and we'll talk again next Tuesday.
All righty, boys. Cheers.
Thanks, Eric. Bye. Eric Mann, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. Message in the bottle every Tuesday afternoon here on Dantan.